Welcome into the Pursuit of Manliness podcast. We are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the Pursuit of Manliness podcast. And man, I want to thank you for taking time today and listening to today's show. If you're listening to this podcast, make sure you click subscribe wherever you find this podcast posted and hosted. As far as I know, it's on almost all podcast grabbing sites. But also, if you're watching this podcast on video, particularly on YouTube channel, make sure to click that bell at the top. That bell will give you an alert every time there is new Pursuit of Manliness content. As always, I thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for commenting and sharing. We really do believe that we can build better men together. Guys, on today's podcast, we're talking about the idea of 20 seconds of courage. I want you to think about this as we get ready to start this conversation. How many moments in your life, how many moments in my life would be radically different if we embrace the idea of 20 seconds of courage when the opportunity presents itself? What would it look like for you if instead of sitting on the sidelines, you went all in? Okay, what would it look like for you? I used this analogy recently talking to our church that it's like skydiving in a lot of ways when you think about 20 seconds of courage, that, you know, in the plane, they keep everybody on a bench. You're all sitting together and you're all excited and you're all giddy. But when they get you to that door and it's time to jump, they don't leave you there very long because they know if they do, you will talk yourself out of it. And that's essentially what 20 seconds of courage is. The statement comes from a man named Benjamin Mee, played by Matt Damon in the movie We Bought a Zoo. And he says, you know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery, and I promise you, something great will come out of it. How would your life be different if you embrace this idea that God provides you opportunities on a regular basis to embrace 20 seconds of courage? I want to start with this analogy. Have you ever seen an adult and a kid at like a local swimming pool? Okay, the adult, we'll start with them because we're grown-ups here. The adult gets into the pool, maybe by the ladder. I'm talking about the average adult. There's always that one guy, but the ladder, and they climb in and they make faces and they make noises. And the adult getting into the pool always feels the need to tell everyone that's not in the pool the temperature of the water. It's cold, it's not bad, you get used to it, whatever. And then they go like 4 to 6 inches at a time into that water. And then, man, there's that board short area that we're a lot more aware of when we get into that water. And then you get like waist deep and chest deep. And before long, you're like, just go in, right? Like it took you 6.5 minutes to get into 4 feet of body of water. I've seen this with grownups at the ocean too. It's like ankle deep, shin deep. Here comes a wave. Okay, now I'm halfway deep. You ever watched a kid do this? Like my son at 6 years old will cannonball into any pool anywhere. It doesn't matter if it's a lake. It doesn't matter if you can see the bottom. He runs, jumps. He doesn't care if he has sunscreen on, if he's wearing his Crocs, if he's still wearing his shirt. He runs, cannonballs in, and he's all in. He went all in. Essentially, that's what 20 seconds of courage is. It is understanding that in the moment, I'm going to embrace something that I could just as easily talk myself out of. So I want you to think about this. What is the most courageous thing you've done? Maybe better yet, what was the last time you embraced this idea of 20 seconds of insane jumping out of the airplane courage? You said, you know what? Now looking back on that, I don't know what it was, but I went all in. I don't know. If I were to do it over, I know how to talk myself out. If I'd have waited until that 21st second, there's no way I would have done that. What does 20 seconds of courage look like for you? I want to give you a couple illustrations of my own life, maybe to connect it. One was, it was many, many, many years ago, 20 plus years ago, that I was driving in a route truck with another individual. And this guy that I worked with collected matchbox cars. I think they were NASCAR or something, but he collected matchbox cars, and we were driving in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. If you've been to Mount Pleasant, Iowa, you know they have an old Threshers event. They have a Walmart warehouse, and I think a Subway. I don't know what else they have there. Forgive me if you're from Mount Pleasant, but I don't. There wasn't a lot there, at least at that time. And this guy went into the store to buy these cars, and I thought, I don't want to do that. But something had been stirring inside of me during that day, and probably for the last couple days. And I knew if I don't do it right now, I run the risk of never doing it. So I walked up to a payphone. I took out my calling card. If you ever used a payphone with a calling card, you know how painful this is. You use your calling card, and it tells you have like 11 minutes left, okay? So I get out my calling card, and I call this girl named Jenny, and I ask her out on a date. And Jenny and I had been friends. We had had similar friends. We both been talking and hanging out. I think I've been to her house to watch football with her dad and eat pizza. And I thought, I really like this girl, and I really need to make my move, because that's what a man does. Like, I need to make my move here. And I call her and I ask her if she wants to go out sometime, and silence was on the other end of the phone. Now, I think she was really thinking about this, and I can't say I blame her, but she's thinking about this. Now, she told me recently, as I was sharing the story with her, she's now my wife, by the way, that I said, come on, Jenny, I'm really going out on a limb here. I'm going to save face, I said, come on, Jenny, I only have 11 minutes here. Okay, I don't know which story is true, but hers is probably more accurate. And eventually she says yes. I didn't talk her into it, I don't think. She says yes, and now she's my wife. And because of that moment, I still remember getting out of that truck and like stuffing myself into the corner of that Walmart. I didn't want anyone to hear me, what I was doing. And now I have a wife and three kids. You know, it's much more, it's bigger than that. For example, about a year ago, less than a year ago, our leadership team at our church had an opportunity to renovate almost the entire building. And that's a nerve-wracking thing. If you're a part of a church, you know that anytime you change anything, people always let you know that they noticed it. You could move the doilies. You could have, change the doorknob. Someone's going to go, those doorknobs are different. Yes, I work here. I knew that, And so we were going to renovate the entire building. We were ripping out our carpet. We're getting rid of pews that had been there since 1982. And we're putting down different carpet, different chairs, different lights. I mean, the whole building essentially got renovated almost certainly in the last, handful of years. And this was a big deal. And I had a text message in my phone, and I was talking to the men, and I said, are we doing this? Are we jumping out of the plane? And you could tell we all wanted to, but nobody wanted to really be the guy that pulled the trigger. And I just said, I remember saying, we're doing this. And the text message was sent to about 10 guys, 10 younger guys that I was going to have come the next Sunday after church and help us tear out all the pews and start tearing out the carpet. That, there's no turning back at that point. You're going all in. We didn't have chairs. We didn't have carpet, but we knew we had to do this. This was a jumping out of the airplane moment for us. You have to do it. Somebody has to be the guy that says, yes, we're doing this. And you can't look back. When you jump out of an airplane, you don't get to look back. You look at the target. You look at, hey, where do I pull the parachute here? This is why they put a seasoned veteran on your back to help you out. I'm talking 20 seconds of courage, men. 20 seconds of courage that we no longer sit on the sideline, but we get in the game. We get involved in life. Like, I am so tired of being the wussification version of myself. I'm so tired of being that guy, the guy that played it safe. I'm so tired of having the what ifs. I'm so tired of feeling like, am I ever going to turn that corner? Am I ever going to make that real change? It comes down to courage. It's not about motivation. It's about discipline. And it's the courage to implement the right discipline and to do something about it. Recently, talking to another guy with a side hustle. I want you to know, most side hustle guys all have full-time jobs. And we were talking about this idea that I have talked to other guys who have full-time jobs. And if you're a man, you should have a full-time job. We talk to guys with full-time jobs. And you could sit across the table from another man with a full-time job, and you could talk about taking that class. You could talk about starting that website. You could talk about creating that podcast or recording that video. You could talk about these things until you're blue in the face, and they'll look at you as if you're talking a language they've never heard before, because they're still sitting on the porch. That idea that of jumping in is radically insane to them. And I'll have men that will say, how do you find the time to do what you do and to, and this is not bragging on me, because I have plenty of moments of laziness. What I'm saying is that you measure out your time and saying, I went all in. I'm the only one that can hold myself accountable to recording this video or this podcast or having a YouTube channel. Nobody's telling me to do this. But it's the courage to step out. And once I stepped out at the end of 2015, You jumped out of the plane. You go all in. I'm talking about 20 seconds of courage that you ask her out. If you're married, you don't get to do that no more. If you're married, maybe you ask for forgiveness. I know many, many men who really struggle with praying with their wife. 20 seconds of courage of grabbing her hand and saying, let's pray. 20 seconds of courage of calling all your kids around the kitchen table for 5 minutes before they go to bed and go, I'm going to read something out of the Bible. I'm going to read Psalms 10. know, today's the 12th and read Psalms 12. 20 seconds of courage of being that spiritual leader. 20 seconds of courage of speaking up and saying something when no one else is willing to speak up and say something. 20 seconds of courage of applying for the job, walking across the street, initiating the conversation, calling the meeting, deleting the account. 20 seconds of courage of signing up for that college class. 20 seconds of courage of just saying, you know what, I'm not going to live in fear anymore. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So when you refuse to live in fear, essentially you are punching fear right in the throat. I am not going to embrace that anymore. I'm not going to live like that anymore. Deuteronomy 31, 6, "Be strong and be courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." You got God on your side. You have a majority. You have the advantage if you have God on your side. Psalms 27, 14, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord." 1 Samuel 36, "And David was greatly distressed." Why was he distressed? "For the people were spoke of stoning him." Okay, that makes sense. "Because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." He didn't have to make a Facebook post about how emotional he was feeling. David didn't have to have a passive-aggressive tweet. David didn't have to do something to let everyone know, "Hey, here's my emotions." You know why? They wanted to kill him. Where did he find his strength? He found it in the Lord. This is where we find it. We need to understand a few things. Let's start with this. This is what 20 seconds of courage is not. 20 seconds of courage is not living a reckless lifestyle. Those guys are foolish. Some people don't live past the length of their nose, okay? You see it, you do it. You see it, you do it. 20 seconds of courage is not a hall pass to live a reckless lifestyle that you throw off everything that makes any common sense, anything that would have any standard or rule, because I am living with courage. That's living foolish, okay? Even the New Testament talks about calculating a cost, okay? Being aware. The cost of asking this girl out on a payphone was, I'm running out of minutes on my calling card, and she might say no, and now I have an awkward relationship with someone who maybe thought they were just my friend. The awkward, or the risk, if you will, the calculated risk of renovating your entire building is some people are not going to like it. Some people always tell you their favorite color. I tell them my favorite color too, and neither one of us are impressed, right? It's you know it's going to happen, and you're okay with it, but you know it's the right thing to do. 20 seconds of courage is not being irresponsible. It's not being irresponsible. If you're a husband, you have a responsibility to be a husband. If you're a father, you have a responsibility to be a father. If you are if you're employed, you have a responsibility to that employer. Now, 20 seconds of courage, I want you to know this, and I talk about being irresponsible, is not quitting your job because your boss is a jerk and you're just, 20 seconds of courage would be that you start looking for another job. I've met many, many men through the years. I got to stop saying that. It sounds weird. I've met a lot of guys through the years who hate their job and are applying nowhere else. It happens all the time. "Well, I need to find a new job." Where are you applying at? Not. It stinks building a resume, doesn't it? But people build resumes, get jobs. Many times people are not going to knock on your door just because you're a heck of a guy, right? So 20 seconds of courage is getting up and starting that resume, but it's not being irresponsible and quitting and putting, you know, people in your life or even your own self in a predicament where you go, "I ain't got any money." Why? Because I got emotional, I got upset, I was living reckless and irresponsible, but that was my 20 seconds of courage. That's not what it is. 20 seconds of courage is not covenant breaking. You have a covenant between you and God, and you have a covenant between you and your spouse. 20 seconds of courage is not covenant breaking. It actually strengthens the covenant. When you live in 20 seconds of courage, you know that your covenant, your relationship with God is stronger because He is in control, and you're humble in your approach because you're confident in who you are in Him. It will never, ever, ever hurt your marriage. Ever. 20 seconds of courage is not intentionally damaging to your house. It's not damaging to your home. Okay? Your home should be better off because of the courage. That doesn't mean you don't put your name in your face, in your life, on the line at times, you know, speaking up, saying something. You know, I talked about a lady about this at our church, and she walked out saying just the night before at 4:30 in the morning, there was a couple that were dating having a fight. She was throwing bricks at his car, and he pulled a gun on her. And she went outside and yelled at him to put the gun away and, you know, was trying to encourage him, like, "It ain't worth it. You're going to ruin two lives." And that's courageous. That's courageous. This woman just battled cancer for a year and a half or something like that. Walks. I mean, when you look at her life, you're like, she is far more courageous than I ever think about being. That's courageous, going out there and telling someone who's driven by emotion to put it away, put the gun away. And it's not, it never contradicts God's standard. Okay, 20 seconds of courage will never contradict God's standard for us and what He wants for us. So let's go into what it is, though. Okay, what 20 seconds of courage is thinking about what will go right instead of what could go wrong. You know, when I moved to Indianapolis, I'm from Iowa. The situation in Iowa was such that it was time for us to move. I love the state of Iowa. I love living there. I love the people there. I love everything about it. I really did. But the situation we're in was not conducive for us to stay there and be in full-time ministry for a long time. And we felt God moving us to a city. I've shared before, we're not city people, but here we are. We leaned into that. That took courage. And I was laying in our best friend's basement in their bed as we were spending the night with two U-Hauls filled with everything we own outside and my kids. Kids with tons of emotion, leaving their friends, school, everything. And I'm laying there thinking about, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it really was this, I think I saw a meme or something, or I don't remember what. Instead of thinking about what could go wrong, think about what could go right. And essentially, that's what courage is. When I go to the payphone, I'm thinking about, if she says yes, I got a date. This is great, right? If we make this decision as a church, the people that will since walk in after this will see a completely different environment, and we get a different environment. When you step out in courage, you think about what could go right. If God has called you to it, and you know you have God's favor, and you keep yourself from doing it, you become a prisoner in your own mind. I just believe there are so many people, and I've shared this on another platform, and I'll continue to talk about it, because I think this is such a predicament in our day. I think there's so many people who don't do things, anything different than work, go home, have a wife, have some kids, whatever. They don't do anything different because that's all their parents ever did. And that's all their grandparents ever did. And that's just who I am. And that is garbage. You get one shot at this life and you are settling for that. And you know if you did something radically different, your mom or dad or grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle or whomever, your in-laws, whoever, are going to push back and you just aren't willing to have that push back with them. And so you just keep doing what you've always done, watching everyone else do their thing. And you look for other people who are just doing what they've always done because it feels better and it feels safer. Guys, God did not call us to that. When we seek God's favor, when we seek God's purpose in our life, fear no longer has a hold on us. And you can lead and live with a clarity that has rarely been experienced. Again, confident in who you are, confident in your position, but humble in your approach. Humble in your approach knowing that God has all the power. Number two, I guess I jumped into this, not allowing the opinions or critique of others to keep you from acting. If you went back and signed up for college, what do the older people always say in your life? They always say, well, it's expensive. It's a big commitment. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you going to have time to pay? They always give you the reasons why it won't work. Shame on us old people. Old people also do this when you're raising children. Just wait till they turn this age. Just wait till they become an adult. Just wait till they talk back. Just wait till there's a boyfriend. Why do we keep sabotaging one another? Here's what I believe. We hear the voices of those who critique us, who are cynical, who are skeptical of us or our wife, way louder than we hear the voices of those who are for us. There are plenty of people who are for you. Listen to their voice. Listen to what they have to say, because they may have either charted that territory before and can tell you how to get there, or they'll say, you know what, I wish I had the courage to do that. Oftentimes, those who are skeptical of your life are the most critical of your life because they are disappointed in their own. I talk about people with side hustles. That when you get on a phone with someone else who has a side hustle, it is one of the most invigorating conversations ever. You know why? Because they know what it takes to get it done. They know what it takes to record a podcast or to create a product or to have nobody like your post or to have people unfollow your page or to people, you know, mock your tweet or whatever. They know what that's like. I don't know what it's like to be an NFL quarterback, but boy, if you sit in my house on a Sunday afternoon, you sure would think I do, right? Because I'm just flapping my gums. I'm just talking like I know what I'm talking about. And until you've gone down that path, it's really hard to say what it's like. And so, listen, there are people who are voices who are for you. 20 seconds of courage is leaning into the voices that are for you. Most importantly, God is absolutely for you. God is more for you than you are for yourself. 20 seconds of courage is refusing to live with regret, rather leaning into effort. Are you giving maximum effort? Maybe a different question would be, are you wasting a ridiculous amount of time? I know work is tiring. This is why they pay you. I know your people you work with can be exhausting. I know your customers are draining. I know the drive is long. I know the benefits are small. I know this stuff. And I think sometimes people think people in ministry, we're just there because we work in air conditioning. Like, we have the same challenges, right? I've posted videos about being a pastor, and there'll be people in the secular world who go, yeah, me too. I have that same problem. Like, we know, like, people are people. Business is business. Money is money. Like, we have the same tensions. Listen, live with maximum effort. And one of the ways you do that is kind of like measuring your time. Am I using my time well? Am I wasting it? Do I scroll endlessly? Do I mindlessly watch Netflix? Well, that's my release. I want you to know, Monday when I record these things typically is my day off. And this is my release in a lot of ways. This is a great release for me. Now, I have to make sure that doesn't become daunting, because it's tiring. Like, oh, I forgot to do that. I got to do that. You know, but this is a release. Find a healthy release. Find a release that is beneficial, that isn't you merging into the couch with a bag of Cheetos on your chest. Like, we can do better than that. Be a man of effort. Find that courage. 20 seconds of courage is finding inner strength in moments of instability. Things around you are unraveling. I sat in this garage last night where I'm recording this podcast, and I sat over in a chair by the door and had a real heart-to-heart conversation with myself. Is this the best we can do? Is this really what it looks like? When are we going to turn the corner on this and this? And you have to constantly be finding that inner strength in times of instability. Life is crazy. It'll come at you fast, man. Make sure that you're finding that strength. And the last one is, it is a way of life that refuses to succumb to fear. What are you afraid of? Not talking about public speaking or death or taxes. What are you really afraid of? If you stepped out in courage, what would happen? And I've shared before, I created the Pursuit of Manliness Facebook page, I don't know, a week or two before I told my wife. I wasn't trying to be coy. I was probably a little more nervous or insecure about it. And it's kind of a, I just don't do that stuff. And she said, if you want to practice your manliness, our toilet is leaking. Not exactly the response I was looking to find from my wife, but she had a point, and that's the deal. When you step out and you put yourself out there, every insecurity will rise to the surface. Every one of them. And I'm not talking about starting a side hustle. I mean, I'm talking about maybe find the courage to work a little extra hours to make sure you get it done. Maybe find the courage to sit down with your kids and have a real good, solid, forward-thinking conversation. Finding the courage to say, I will spiritually lead my house in a healthy way. I'm not going to force this leadership. I'm going to merge into it, that we grow into this, that finding that courage that I refuse to be a prisoner to the opinions of someone else or a fear that is unknown. I love the Christmas Story movie. I love when Ralphie snaps and beats the tar out of Farkas. Suddenly, Farkas isn't nearly as tough, is he? And all the neighborhood kids see it. And that's what happens when you step out in faith, when you step out and lean into that courage that those around who've been sitting on the porch going, someday I'm thinking about starting, someday I'm going to, or they quit after, the first hint of adversity. This happens all the time. First pushback, first little bit of adversity, first time, you're not getting credit, first time there's not a room full of applause, you quit. Those people will watch that and say, okay, how do you do that? One of my favorite things to do, and it happens often now, more often than it happened in the beginning for sure, is to show guys, teach guys how to podcast. I don't have this figured out, but I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you my setup, and maybe with that, you can learn, get better. Maybe you'll teach me some things. I'd love to learn that. I tell them how I do video. How do you do YouTube? Or how do you make images on Instagram? I'll just tell you what I know, because when I did it, I had no clue how to do any of this stuff, and I learned by trying to watch other people because I didn't know who to ask. And so I say, hey, if you want help, let me know. Like, I'll do my best, or try to create content that brings you in on that conversation. Go to that podcast. Go back to that podcast about podcasting, right? Like, go to this stuff. Like, let's stop living in fear. Let's stop handcuffing ourselves to this is what I've always known. This is what I've always done. And say, yes, we want better for our kids, but show them what better is right now in your own life. Model it for them now. Don't magically hope they just end up better because you want them to be better. Show them what it looks like. Show them what it looks like to go all in. Do your job and then some. I say this to guys who want to be a full-time preacher but are not in that pastoral role. Maybe they're doing children's youth ministry, whatever. I tell them, do your job plus write a sermon every week. And they think, oh, I can't do that. My job is too hard. Listen, if you think your job is tough now, wait till you're the lead pastor and everybody needs just a little bit of your time. Everybody needs just a meeting of you for you. You'll find the courage to say, you know what? I'm going to find the time in my schedule. I'm going to write a sermon every week. And then when I got into that chair, I was already ready writing. I had been writing sermons I've never preached back in Iowa when I was doing children's ministry. I practiced them in my office because I knew someday I'd be doing this. And when I got to doing this, it wasn't as challenging. And then adding podcast and video, there was more room because you had found the courage to say, I am not going to live like that anymore. Man, what do you need to find the courage in? Do you need to buy the domain? Do you need to set up the Instagram account? Do you need to record the video? Do you need to create the podcast? Do you need to apologize to your wife? Do you need to grab her hand and pray with her? Pray with your children? What do you need to step up in your church and volunteer? Imagine if all the men in our churches volunteered. Instead of always being emotionally sensitive to what they can and cannot do, what if you actually got up and volunteered in your church? What if all the men did that? Your pastor wouldn't know what to do. He wouldn't know what to do. I promise you this, if all the men get up and do it, the wives will follow and the kids will see the example and your church will completely change. What do you need to find the 20 seconds of courage in your life? 20 seconds of insane courage, 20 seconds of embarrassing bravery. I believe this. You could have 20 seconds of courage today that could change the next 20 years of your life. I think you could find 20 seconds of courage today that could change the next 20 generations that come after you. But if you wait till the 21st second, you'll never find it. You'll never find it. And you'll sit at the end of your bed someday or in a chair or in your garage or on your hospice bed or somewhere in a car or somewhere going, I wish I would have taken advantage of that. I do believe this. God gives you 20 seconds of courage. The opportunity is provided for you every single day, but it looks radically different every day. Every day. An opportunity that passed may never come again. Pray that you'd be in tune with the Spirit. God, when that opportunity presents itself, I'm going all in. Stop being the old man trying to get in the swimming pool and be the six-year-old who's going cannonball into this thing. Amen? So, men and women, thank you for listening to the Pursuit of Manliness podcast. If you would, click subscribe. And also, please leave a review. I appreciate that. Man, check us out, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're all at Pursue Manliness. Go to our closed Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Pursuit of Manliness. And I like to put a person to a podcast, person to content. So check me out. It's all at Jarrett Samuels. I have a YouTube channel where I'm creating content right now as well to just try to equip pastors and ministries and just go, hey, let's get better together and let's keep this conversation going. Amen. All right, men, I appreciate you guys and let's keep pursuing biblical manliness.